You may have noticed some little budget busters on your receipts lately. They go by many names, like booking fee, service fee, processing fee, and while they might look small, they can add up fast. And as Stacey Vanek-Smith reports, these little costs are actually an old budget killer in disguise.
Inflation is like a shark. It's like Jaws. Just because you don't see it, just because the water looks calm and inviting, doesn't mean it's not there, waiting to strike. If you, say, happen to order some delivery food when you're feeling very lazy on a Monday.
Okay, I am ordering a burger.
And fries, gotta have fries. So what is this lazy dinner gonna cost me?
So the sub total's $14.07. Seems pretty good.
Or does it?
There's a delivery fee of $5.49. There's a service fee, $3. There's a tip of $4. Tax of $1.25. So my burger and fries just went from $14.07 to $27.81.
We're gonna need a bigger receipt. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the economy, you end up paying $30 for a hamburger. Jeff Gallick is a professor of marketing at Carnegie Mellon. He says, I have just fallen prey to inflation, but in a different, deadlier form, fees.
It's a way for firms to raise prices without raising prices.
This is what's known as stealth inflation. It is a price hike lurking just beneath the surface, waiting for you to click on that tantalizing $200 airfare deal or order that refreshing $4 iced coffee. And once you do, it strikes. One fee, another fee.
And by the time the fee is tacked on, it's too late. Like, I'm standing at the hotel check-in desk. I don't have a choice anymore.
And Gallick says fees are the perfect silent budget killer. Study after study shows when we make buying decisions, we only look at the listed price.
These fees, it's not part of the thought process in choosing the product. If you sneak it in, then they might not notice. And the data is pretty clear that they don't notice.
Gallick says fees have always been around, but these days they are cropping up everywhere. The White House estimates Americans now spend about $65 billion on fees every year. President Biden even brought up fees as a top concern.
Something that's weighing down family budgets. Unnecessary hidden fees. Known in the parlance as junk fees.
The government has been cracking down on these fees. It just fined Bank of America $150 million for abusive overdraft fees and pressured a bunch of airlines to drop rebooking fees and got Zillow and some other housing sites to help disclose the fees that get tacked onto monthly rents, like parking fees or pet fees. But some businesses say fees are not actually evil. In fact, fees are keeping them alive. Troy Redding owns Rock Elm Tavern in Plymouth, Minnesota.
We're known for our burgers, our house-made tater tots with bacon ketchup.
Like ketchup that tastes like bacon?
You got it.
During the pandemic, as the price of bacon, ketchup, and everything else spiked, Redding scrambled to stay afloat. He raised prices, raised them again, as high as he thought his customers could bear.
If I charge too much, they'll quit using me.
But not enough to cover costs, says Redding, especially for workers. Redding says it's hard to find workers at any wage and really hard to get them to stay. So he offers full benefits, including mental health insurance. And to cover all of that, he adds a 3% fee onto every bill.
I call it a wellness fee. I use it to help take care of my employees. And that's why I tell my guests. I complain about a fee and why don't you just wrap it in.
Redding says fees are a way to be transparent about how he's covering his costs. But even he thinks the fee situation has gotten a little bit out of control the last couple years.
I went to the airport and it was like, there's a service fee at the airport. This makes zero sense to me, right? 7%. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Pretty much exactly the same words that went through my head as I saw the final bill for my $30 hamburger. Of course, by the time I saw those charges, I'd already been thinking about that burger, and I was so hungry.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Fees. You can run, but you can't hide. Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.